everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Well, I'm William and Nisha, coming to you live every day, talking about HR with the people that are getting it done. And definitely want to kick this off. We haven't had this guest on for a while, and she's always brilliant, so we need to get as much time as possible with her. So, Fran Thorne, welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Yes, it's been quite a while. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is good to hear your voice. And before you introduce yourself, I just want to share with you and Nisha and our listeners that I discovered something this morning. I've let something go that has bothered me forever. So I don't know what it is about coffee pots and my ability to pour, but the damn thing always drips on the counter. And I've got a white countertop, so that makes me even more unhappy. So today, I'm like, the hell with it. It's going to go all over, and I'm going to wipe it up and be done with it, right? So I just poured it. There's coffee going everywhere. I didn't care. I'm like, got my full cup. I'm like, cool. Wiped it up. It's all good. No more stress over it. So.
Well, it's good to get that out of the way, right?
Yeah, one less issue that I am dealing with every day. I'm just going to pour coffee. I mean, coffee's flying everywhere, but I get a full cup. That's all that counts. So it's all good. So I just wanted to share that because I'm sure lots of people are struggling with that issue out there in life. So take the metaphor for what it is. So if you would introduce yourself to our listeners, Rayanne, and we'll roll from there.
Yeah, well, thank you, Brian and Nisha. Nice to be here today. I am the Vice President of Communications and Branding for Evenbase, which is one of the top digital recruitment groups in the world. We have over 60 different digital recruitment brands under our umbrella, and four of those have a pretty good-sized presence in the U.S., and that's kind of where I spend all of my time. Jobsite.com, which is a new type of job board launched in October, which was my first project in the Evenbase, working with Evenbase, and I continue to do work with Broadbean, who is also one of those U.S. brands that I had the extreme pleasure of being their director of marketing for 3.5 years, and I continued in that effort while I was working with Evenbase until January, and Broadbean hired a full marketing team, which makes me crazily jealous because I was the lone ranger, if you will, and had a couple of resources every once in a while that I had access to. But it's nice to see Broadbean grow up, if you will, in the U.S. and expand their marketing team to meet the needs that they definitely have now as they've become such a well-known brand in the digital recruitment space. So those two brands, along with Job Rapido or Job Rapido, depending on what part of the world you live in, which is a job posting aggregator with similar functionality to Indeed, and also Simply Hired. So if you want to know about job posting aggregation, that's the Evenbase product is Job Rapido, that I like to call it because I live here, out of Italy. And they are getting ready to full-on launch here in the U.S. So that'll be a next project for me, something that's been ongoing and we've been waiting to happen. And the final brand that I've had the privilege to work with is oilcareers.com, which is a job board specifically for the oil, gas, and energy hiring sectors, which we know is huge. And they have offices everywhere, one in Houston. I had the opportunity to visit their Houston office a month or so ago and help them launch a little bit more here in the U.S. and build a presence at the offshore technology conference that just took place last week in Houston, a huge, huge, huge conference, 90,000 attendees.
Wow.
So that's bigger than anything I've ever been involved with. And so I helped them redefine messaging for this year and, prepare some very interesting promotional giveaways and ideas to share. We ended up having a NASCAR game arcade game in the booth and challenged folks to come into the booth and get the best score to win a couple of different prizes, including a trip to a NASCAR race. And so it's an international conference, and very exciting to be a part of that and see different parts of this industry that some of us that have been in social marketing or social recruiting for the last 5 years have jumped in feet first, if you will. I don't like to go in head first because that can cause some pain, but jumping in feet first and really learning as much as you can about the technology that is rapidly changing and growing and developing in our marketplace that I like to call recruiting. And I will forever always be a recruiter at heart, though many out there will argue that I'm not a recruiter, you're just a social media person, which is not true. I have a recruiter heart, and I think that's what I use to guide me in my writing and also in the marketing. I want to make sure that the audience that we're marketing to, that I understand them well, and that's why I like to still write for the recruiting industry. So I write on Blogging for Jobs, several posts each week. I also write on Huffington Post, and I provide content for jobsite.com. And so it's the writing continues to go on. I've been writing for the recruitment space for about 5 years now. So that's been those are the things that I'm doing today. Tomorrow it may be different. So.
Oh, bam. Yeah, I'm glad that I'm glad you have time to do anything else. But that is a that's actually a good synopsis. And I'm gonna do the time machine backwards. Actually, I think the first time we met in person was in London. And if memory serves me right, and oddly enough, I think on that trip was the first English football game that I ever went to, which was with Keith Potts and Felix Wetzel down in Portsmouth. So,
right. So that was
funny
before. Yeah, it was before the EvenBase group was formulated. EvenBase is just a year old. So you were there with the jobsite.co.uk team, and
yep.
They just re-signed up with Portsmouth as being another key sponsor for them, so they're excited about that continuing effort and great fun. They have great fun with it's very exciting to get the emails that I am privy to being part of the EvenBase team about the fun things that they're doing over there in the UK, and the football team is definitely one of them.
Yeah, well, that's the world tends to get pretty small. So with a lot of especially when you run with a lot of good people, so to speak. So, well, Rianne, kind of take us into your world and share kind of what's top of mind currently.
Well, I had the opportunity to attend and do a little bit of session with the True Conference in Orange County yesterday that was attached to the California Staffing Professional Conference that's taking place today and tomorrow. So I got to sit down with Bill Borman and China Gorman and John Sumser and Kelly Robinson with Broadbean and listen to some really great minds and actually practitioners in this area. It's always fulfilling for me to sit down and talk to folks that actually are in the trenches, that are still making cold calls, that are still writing job descriptions, that are still struggling to work with HR and with hiring managers to make their job easier, to do it better. And so the thing that, and I talked about this yesterday, the thing that is most on my mind is how can I do what I do better? And that became my mantra a few years ago. I worked as a manager of recruitment and retention for basically what amounted to a tech startup that was an incubator for several other portfolio companies. We were one of those companies that went into the tech departments at major universities and looked at the technologies they were developing. And if it seemed interesting, we would license it or buy it and then build a product around that technology and then build a company around that product. And then hopefully it would get a life of its own and be bought or purchased or acquired or merged with some other great entity. And so that was my induction, if you will, into the world of technology. And I was one of those people that 20, 25 years ago, I was working in a dental office 3 days a week, and I never would have guessed that my life would go in the direction that it's gone. So I consider myself a perpetual student, and my field of study these days is technology, recruiting technology, HR technology, how we can do it better, how we can provide a better product for our clients, one of whom I once was and still consider myself to be, and also how we can share that with them in a way that doesn't seem like a boring, old-fashioned sales pitch, that is also educational, and whether my service, my company's service, or my company's product is the right thing for them is for them to decide, and that would be based on their own research, their own study, their own opportunities to demo a product and see if it would fit. We talk so often in the recruiting industry about fit, cultural fit, and that same thing goes with technology. You know, the tech that you choose to work with has to fit with how you do your job. And if it doesn't, there's never going to be a match, and you're always going to be angry with your tech provider. And so it's as much as I want to blame the tech companies, there's also, and I talked a little bit about this morning on my own show, it also, some of that responsibility falls upon the purchaser of the tech and making sure that they're fully utilizing it and understanding all of the different modules that are provided and how they work with their other techs that they have integrated into their process, their recruiting process. I'm always interested in candidate experience, but I'm also more interested these days in the full talent experience. What happens after the 90 days, and how can we use technology to better that? So that's kind of what I'm writing about these days, what I'm talking about, what I'm thinking about. I think that we can talk all we want about quality of hire, but in the end it comes down to quality of employee and whether or not that quality of hire makes it past the 90 days. And, it's about time that we recognize recruitment as a key business function. Because if you fail at that, how are you possibly going to provide any other thing, whether it's a service or a product, whatever your company provides, or yourself, right? If you are a one-man band, which many, many, many of us are, or if you have two or three-man office or business, whatever it is, you got to figure out how to do it better. And so that's what's on my mind these days. How can I do it better? How can I share it better? How can I understand the best way to provide information and service and product, it's crazy because this definitely, and I've heard you say this before, this is definitely what keeps me up at night. I literally wake up at 4:30 in the morning and start answering emails and make myself go for a walk on the beach so that I stop thinking for a little bit and let my dogs chase birds, right? Let's zone out for a while and defuse the tech-mindedness that's going on inside of me. I feel like I'm a Mexican jumping bean, if you will.
Well, I'm glad you're trying to shut that off because it makes room. Take a pause, make room for all the new stuff that you need to get it in the organized chaos, which is a lot of activity. So totally get that.
Right.
So. You know a lot about, you've been kind of immersed in kind of aggregation strategy and pulling and pushing and everything for quite a while via the technology. So do you think at some point that the aggregators, the technology, that whole concept is going to run its course and people are going to be like, you know, it's too much, I don't want to use that anymore, I don't need it anymore, it's a commodity. Do you think it's going to run its course?
No. I think it will change. It definitely has to evolve. And I think one of the key changes that we're seeing, and many of the HR tech and recruiting tech companies are looking into and trying to develop, and some of them are doing it, Broadbean is one of them, Job Rapido is one of them. Jobsite.com is one of them. Is understanding the power of semantic matching. And so what we're going to see is a little bit more better quality of provision of this aggregation process, right? It's actually going to align with what we are looking for. When we talk about search, when we talk about technology that we use in search, we're actually going to see a few more working parts come into play. You know, we don't always have the location part of that perfected, right? So I think we're going to start seeing a little bit more perfection when it comes to location. I think location is going to be an interesting side add-on to everything that we do. Even if you look at the apps that are available for mobile devices today and how they have changed, and to see the differences that are happening with Foursquare all the time, you know, I think that Foursquare can be potentially a force to be reckoned with if they drop the gaming aspect of it. You know, a couple of years ago we were talking about how great gaming is. Well, I don't think so. I don't think gaming should be a part of location. I think that location should serve its purpose. How can I find the best thing close to me? How can I find the best dentist in my area? Right? So I'm looking for something that seems to be like a Yelp for location, right? That's more than what Yelp is, but is actually taking into consideration that giant piece of tech that so many companies are devoting to location, 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 right? So I think we're going to see better aggregation. I think we're going to see more refined, more customized to what you're looking for aggregation. And then people can actually make a choice, an informed choice of whether or not they want to push forward to the next step, whatever they happen to be aggregating. If it's candidates, if it's resumes, if it's online profiles, if it's job postings, if it's the talent pool that they already have, right? So I think aggregation, to say that it is going to go away or that we've had enough of it, that's a bad and uninformed thought. It's just going to become more refined.
Cool. Well, I'm going to do a quick reset, everybody. This is Brian and Nisha talking to our wonderful guest, Ryan Thon, and we are talking about social media tools and technologies, HR technologies, to make the life of recruiters better. So, well, Ryan, this has been an amazing opportunity for me to talk to you. So I just listened to one of your past show with Red Through HR, and you were talking about location-based apps and tools. And more
back then?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I was pretty curious to know, you were into both shows, like marketing and then recruiting and then social media expert and then HR technology. So it all sums up. And my question is, what are some key tools and technologies that recruiters should use, and what are some lessons that recruiters should learn from a marketing perspective, you know, in using these social media technologies to reach out to candidates or to, you know, make the right match between the candidate and job profile and the employer?
Look, I have an opportunity often to talk to recruiters who aren't using any type of technology, that are doing it the old school way, right, that are using the phone, that are using their current database, whether it's an old school ACT database that is, you know, a hardware that lives on their own computer and not on the cloud, or somebody who simply only uses LinkedIn. I think that the most important thing for a recruiter to remember is that these tools, if you are afraid of the tools that we spend so much time talking about and writing about, whether that's Facebook or Google Plus or Twitter or any other type of social platform, whether it's Instagram or Flickr or Vine, we hear so much about the new things that come out. You have to remember that this is just a conversation. all we're doing is having a conversation. I'm finding out about you. You're finding out about me. And the whole reason to do this is to filter the process, to find the right person for a job, or to find the right person to sell to, or to find the right person to buy from, right? It's all about changing the conversation. And there are many folks that sit back and say, I don't need to invest time in this. I don't need to learn about anything new that's out there because it's not going to last. Well, I am here to say, and I will stand on very high ground and shout it from that high ground, that it will never go back to the way that it was unless an asteroid hits the Earth and we lose all power. That we will never go back to the way that it was. How we communicate has changed. And I spoke to a individual yesterday that said, yeah, they just in the last 3 months have implemented texting to speak to their candidates through texting, and the candidates love it. They are over the moon about it. They're responding. They're happy. And I think that tells me exactly what's happening with email, right? It tells me exactly what's happening with the future of communication. People want communication quick, fast, make it relevant, or I don't care. Right? Every morning I open my 5 different email accounts and I spend the next 30 to 45 minutes deleting emails that have nothing to do with me or with my life. Somebody sold my email address to somebody else, or I signed up at a conference for something years ago, and they just continue to hound. And some of these I go in specifically and unsubscribe, but they still they don't listen, right? So I think that the most important thing that a recruiter can do today is to, you know, in the morning, get up and do a search about what's important in recruiting. Hit recruiting and hit news and read what's going on. Take some time to understand what's going on in your world, in your arena, in your vertical. Find out what's important to the candidates that you might be talking to. Maybe it would be worth your while to do your own keyword search. Take a look at the job description that you're recruiting for. Pull out a few keywords in there and do a search and find out, do I really know, am I really going to be able to have a good conversation? Am I sharing the right information to attract the right candidates, the right job seekers? And I just don't think there's enough deliberateness in how we work today, no matter what your job is. I don't think that there's enough purpose behind every action that we do. And I try every morning to make sure that whatever I'm doing, whatever I have on my docket for that day, that I understand the purpose behind it, right? The majority of my workday, the purpose is to drive traffic to the websites that are important to my company, right? That's the majority of my day is spent driving traffic to those websites. That's what a marketer does, right? It's not always an email. It might be a tweet that says, hey, smile, have a great day. And somebody may look at my profile and say, who's this person that's saying, smile, have a great day? Why should I listen to this person? Oh, I've heard of Evenbase. Oh, there's a URL. I'm going to click through and see what Evenbase does. Oh, wow, I could probably use a couple of their products, right? It doesn't have to be this hard, in-your-face sale. We're living in a fast-paced, technologically-driven world, and the majority of the people that we need to sell to are pretty savvy, right? But some of them are still living in that, I don't want to call it the Stone Age, but how about 1990s, right? When they still couldn't figure out how to attach a resume to an email. I remember one of my first recruiting assignments, I said, why are we FedExing a job description when we can email it to them? Oh, because that makes the candidate feel important, you know. That's why we FedEx it. But we could hear back from the candidate today. We don't have to wait a week, right? We were waiting a week to follow up, right? I sent the packet. Now I got to give them a week to review it all, and then I've got to call them back on the date that I have set on my calendar. Make sure you call Joe Smith back to see if he's interested in that manager of VR position in Visalia, California, right? It's not like that anymore, and it will never go back to being like that. So I think that the the key is to figuring out what works for you.
Right.
What makes you better at your job? What makes your clients happy? What makes your candidates follow up and follow through? Somebody, recruiting blogs posts every once in a while, they post on Facebook a fill-in-the-blank statement. You know, one last week was, recruit to be a good recruiter, you need to blank, right? And I was the first one to answer, follow up and follow through. And there were about 100 answers, and about halfway through, somebody tagged me and said, do you think recruiters don't follow up and follow through? And I said, they absolutely do not follow up and follow through. They're still leaving candidates hanging. If they were following up and following through, we wouldn't still be talking about the candidate experience or the candidate black hole, right? You can't rely on technology for everything, but it can help you to filter your process so that you can get back to doing what you're good at, which is talking, having conversations, which brings this full circle. You know, what did we talk about? What is social media? What is social recruiting? It is having conversations. And that leads back to the all-important and elusive employment brand, right? We need to be open and aware and forthcoming, because if you're not and you hide and you do this dog and pony show, then you hire the wrong person. And we all know what that costs. It costs 3 times a salary to replace that wrong person. And then you spend too much time saying, well, maybe I can make that person work. I can shove that square peg into the round hole. I can make it work. Nope. You got to think about retention as you're hiring. Right? It's beyond 90 days. It's no longer just candidate experience. And so that's what I want to see happen. That's what I want to see technology do. I want to tell me why that person has stayed for 2 years. Tell me. Figure out a way to tell me that by using technology.
Well, and that's and that's one of the things that I, you know, again, I love your perspective, and nobody actually follows through on all the actions better than you do. So you're out there, and I've always really, really appreciated that. So we've got about 2 minutes left, so I want to definitely hear a little bit about your show you can share with everybody, and then we're pretty much going to be out of time.
Oh, well, I can share that really quickly. I do a show on Blog Talk Radio here called Job Site Talk. Every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I speak to one of my writers that I have on jobsite.com, and we dive into topics a little bit more deeply that they've already written about, and try to appeal to a bigger audience. Most of what we write about has to do with job search process. Today's guest was the incomparable George LaRock, and we talked about Google+. And why a candidate or a job seeker should be on Google+, and what he needs to know about the Google+ platform to benefit his job search, or if he's not looking for a job but just looking to network professionally, how to use Google+ more effectively. So that was a great show today. I also have a Wednesday show that goes at, I think it's 1 p.m. Eastern, yes. I'm on Pacific time, sorry. So 1 p.m. Eastern, that I call the Making a Difference series. And this will be talking to folks that work in technology and the marketing arena in our space, and how we can do our jobs better. Those that are out there making a difference and doing it right.
Well, nice. Well, thank you so much. And for everybody out there, I mean, it isn't going to take much to actually find Ray Ann Thorne. So all you got to do is put it in any search engine, and you are omnipresent. So you got a lot of content out there. So connect up with her, and we can't let it be so much time pass before you're on the show again. So Ray Ann, thank you so much for spending Central Time lunch with us today.
Great. Thanks for having me. And I want to just put a plug out there for a new app, location app that's out there, that has some really great stuff going on. It's called Five for Now. Just check it out.
What's it called again?
Five for Now.
Five for now. Okay.
The number five, the number four, and now.
Cool.
Perfect. Well, folks, check it out. We are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow or Monday.